I'm Adam Perry from Media Trust. I'm Community Voices Development Manager.
Okay, and you're over in Belfast today talking a bit about hyperlocal blogging to pilot people. Why is that of interest to you?
It's of interest because we're embarking on a 3-year project to really kind of develop and encourage people to undertake, or to help people already doing some form of hyperlocal blogging or citizen journalism, whatever you really want to call it, and to help kind of develop those skills in you know, community groups and really kind of local sites, so that people can really start to take advantage of this as a way of kind of starting to link communities together, to link themselves to others in their community.
So you're funded through Big Lottery Fund.
Yep.
What was the value that they saw in kind of kicking this work off? Why did they think this was worthwhile way of spending people's lost money?
Well, what this all started with some research that Media Trust undertook before we were approached by the lottery, which was with Goldsmiths University, around looking at how what was happening to local news provision. And one of the things that emerged from that, one of the things that Goldsmiths identified as something that could help fill the kind of gap that was being left behind by this kind of drop in local and regional journalism, was a kind of development of hyperlocal blogging, of grassroots, of citizen-led journalism, really. So we were then approached by Big Lottery. It was a kind of convergence of ideas, really. I think a lot of people were thinking around this, and we came up with this proposal for a project to really help develop this over the course of the next 3 years.
So in the kind of hyperlocal world, how are you going to stimulate people to get involved? I mean, Northern Ireland has a few kind of hyperlocal sites, but not too many, given our normal love of community and love of all things local. But what are some of the different ways you think it'll grow?
Well, what we really want to do, and one of the things I'm very keen to do, is to kind of get out and meet and talk to people, to find out what's actually happening in the community, and say to them, look, how can we help you really build on what you're doing? Or if, you know, somebody hears about us and says, look, I'm really interested in this, we say, come and talk to us, and then let's work out how we can help you get started and how we can support you by providing access to training materials, by maybe connecting you to others in the community that are doing this. Because one thing I've noticed just going around the UK and talking to people is that, you know, at the moment, there's not... You're surprised that other people don't know what's going on in other areas, you know. And I could be talking to somebody in Manchester, and they will have a particular problem that we're discussing. And I say, well, actually, I've come across somebody in Leicester who's looking at that in this way, and just kind of put them in touch with each other. So we're going to create a formal mechanism through a website with a forum, so people can get in touch with each other. And we're going to start curating all the materials that are out there, training materials, and providing some kind of editorial understanding of what could really help you start to develop.
Okay. While other training providers may also exist.
Oh, no.
What do you think, how can people get in touch with you if they're kind of interested, if you've kind of sparked off some ideas through this very short audio booth that they want to cover their local community?
Well, first of all, people can get in touch with me directly by emailing me, which is adamp@mediatrust.org, or if they go to mediatrust.org/newsnet and take a look at our blog, they can get in touch with us that way as well.
Brilliant, and all the best for the rest of your trip to Belfast.
Great.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Alan.